Microsoft released a major software upgrade this past August, advertised as a great leap forward in securing the popular Windows XP operating system against attack. It's called Service Pack 2, and it's supposed to make sure computer users don't inadvertently leave their machines unguarded. NPR's Larry Abramson reports that for most users, it's still a jungle out there.
More than 100 million copies of the SP2 upgrade have been distributed. The software shuts down a lot of hidden vulnerabilities. It also turns on a software program known as a firewall. Microsoft's Mike Nash says the firewall will keep out some of the most destructive computer worms, which can sneak silently onto unprotected machines.
This firewall is effective at stopping and protecting customers from, the recent threats of Sasser, the threats of Slammer, and the threats of Blaster.
Unfortunately, some users already had a firewall. St. Louis-based security consultant Scott Graneman says Microsoft's firewall does not play well with others.
And I've already talked to several people that had that conflict where the firewall they already installed is now on, the Windows Service Pack 2 firewall is now on, and they can't access the Internet any longer.
Graneman says some users have shut down their old firewall, which he says is a mistake.
Every free one that I know of blocks both incoming traffic and traffic being sent out from your computer by a bad guy that's installed a program you don't want on your computer. The Windows firewall only blocks traffic coming in. It doesn't do anything about traffic going out.
And that makes it harder to tell if someone has installed a spyware program on your computer, which is quietly sending information to a crook. Any firewall is better than none, but like any security system, firewalls require maintenance. XP users now face perplexing alarms that basically ask you, is it okay for this piece of software to enter your system? Art Mannion of the CERT Coordination Center at Carnegie Mellon University says many users have no idea how to answer.
A firewall might alert you and say, received a malicious packet from this address on this port, and the user has no way to know if that's just a leftover connection from a website that's perfectly legitimate in everyday activity, or if that's a malicious intruder trying to probe their system or attack their system.
Service Pack 2 also cannot make users more suspicious. Many still happily respond to messages that appear to come from old friends. That's what happens in the increasingly common attack known as phishing, spelled with a PH. A thief disguises himself as your bank and asks you to please send along your password for verification purposes. Art Mannion says SP2 and other security measures are no help here.
Social engineering attacks. These things really target the human part of the computer-human relationship, and they're very hard to stop, and they're very effective attacks.
Nevertheless, Microsoft's Mike Nash says SP2 plus smarter users does equal better security.
I think if you contrast where things are today in 2004 with where things were 3 years ago in 2001 when we shipped Windows XP in the first place, the customer's mindset in terms of safety has changed dramatically.
The most dramatic change may be that Microsoft will have to continue fixing its software for the foreseeable future. No rest for Microsoft means no rest for computer users either. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.